Hey there, you got something for free for all?
Yeah, I'm going to change the pace a little bit. One of my friends is missing in Baghdad. He's the only one out of his platoon, and he's not even stationed in Iraq. So I just want everybody to kind of keep him in their thoughts.
Well, what's his name?
His name is Trent Southworth, and he's stationed in Germany, and he's over there with his wife and his two kids, and he works in the supplies warehouse, and they went into Baghdad to basically fill up the warehouse, and he has his laptop computer with him. They got ready to leave, and he's the only one from his platoon that's missing. He just basically vanished. They're not giving anybody any information. They don't know if he was kidnapped. They have no idea what happened to him. He didn't get mixed in with anybody else.
How long has this been?
Like 3 days.
3 days now?
Yeah, like 3 or 4 days. And so it's a little crazy. And some people are saying that he may have been kidnapped. Other people are saying that it's possible he could have gotten moved to someplace else because of his intelligence level. I think it's a bunch of crap. But
we'll keep those hopes up, and we'll keep them in our thoughts and prayers.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, all right?
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye. Hi there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, I got something that's been bothering me all week, and I figured I'd call in on Friday and get it off my chest.
All right.
Okay. I don't know, did you guys watch any of the presidential debates on Sunday or Tuesday?
I saw the Sunday one, and I meant to TiVo the Tuesday one, and I got drunk and forgot about it.
Yeah, I missed the first 15. I watched all of the first one, the Democratic one on Sunday.
Yeah, me too.
And then I missed the first 15 minutes of the Republican, okay, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And something that the Democrats said that really bugs me, and I wanted to see if anybody else calls in and see if it bugged them also. But, you know, before the war started over there in Iraq, okay, they were given all these different briefings and stuff, and they were given all these different rundown, you know, these different reports.
Yeah, you're talking about the intelligence briefing that nobody seemed to have read.
Right.
Yeah.
And that really bugs me that they're willing to send hundreds of thousands of soldiers, okay, over there to fight, to risk their lives, and they don't even have the ability, or
to read the report.
Ability,
yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, they're
to read the report.
Sure. Yeah, I see what you're spewing. I understand, like, Hillary made a good point saying that, well, instead of reading the report, I actually talked to the people who wrote the report. So I don't know. I don't know how to take that, because, yeah, in one sense, would you rather read a book or have the author read it to you? And so it's hard to tell. And the way things are spun so much, man, I can't tell what's going on half the time anywhere. So I don't know what to say about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And it's annoying to me, okay, because I'm in the military, all right?
Yes.
And I'm a soldier 24/7. Okay, that's what I get paid to do, okay? Now, to the best of my knowledge, they're congressmen and senators 24/7. I mean, if they have an emergency session, they got to go in. Am I right?
You're right, man. You're right. I mean, most people that go into politics really kind of suck and don't do as good a job as they should. And we'd have better people in there, but every time someone tries to run for office, we dig way too much into their personal life, into their religion, into all this crap that doesn't matter, and it scares anybody decent away from ever running. So, I mean, we're always going to have to deal with pieces of crap as long as we keep scaring people away from wanting to go do that as a living. Nobody knows anything. Nobody knows anything about the world,
yeah,
about other people. And,
I've been following this this election closely.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And just for the simple fact that when I vote and the guy I vote for just happens to not make it, I have room to complain.
Well, sure, yeah.
You know, because if you don't vote, then you can't complain.
Yeah, no, we definitely need to do it better. We have like the lowest voting turnout of any country in the world. So it's pretty bad, that situation.
You know, hundreds of years. So
yeah, well, good points, so, man. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Hey, I love your show.
Hey, we appreciate it.
You guys take it easy.
You too.
All right, bye.